Hello. I'd like to welcome you to the From That Podcast, which is just another fancy title I give to me just goofing around. Are you like me in the fact that you're nostalgic? I was just driving around the old parts of town that I grew up in, where friends of the family used to live, which they no longer do because they're old, and some of those people have even passed on. And I see how much the neighborhood has changed. Many of the buildings or houses have been torn down, and now it's empty lots for a business nearby. I have done that in the past, going to places where I used to play. There's a certain, probably like a 6-block area of town that we thought was our own little world when we were young. And our friends all live there. Now none of them are there. In fact, I think one guy, a friend of mine, his dad still lives there. And he's very old now. His mother's passed on. But that used to be our little world. We didn't really think about venturing out of that area until we got older and our friends had bikes and we had bikes, and things changed. But to a certain point in our lives, we didn't really know anything else. We'd only hop in the car with mom and dad, and they would bring us along the familiar roads to our friend's house. One time we went to our friend's house, my dad's business partner and friend. And my parents left. No, I got to actually scratch that. It was the other way around. He had come to our house. And I enjoyed going to their house because they had older kids. You know, it's always cooler hanging out with older kids, right? They always had neat things, different things than you did. And he came over, parked the car, visited my parents. And before he left, I snuck outside and I got into the big blue Chevrolet. I got into the back seat and I hid under his, hid in the back seat near, under his chair. Well, kind of under his chair, more behind it. And then I said, oh, this is going to be great. I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to go and he is going to take me home. But I was so excited that halfway to his place, I popped up and I said, I'm here. And he almost swerved the car off the road. He got so scared. He had no clue that I was in the car. And I'm sure he laughed. But at the same time, at first, he probably wanted to choke me because I had scared him so much. That is a true story. I never did make it to his house. He ended up driving back with me in the car. And I have no idea. I can't recall what the story was with my parents at that time. What he told them that I did, or how this went down. But I know if it was me with my kids right now, I'd be laughing my pants off. I love it when they do cool things like that. And just big surprises. That is awesome. Like, it's great to, even for me to recall this story, is just feels so good. It feels like I've been tickled all over. Yeah, keep it clean, keep it clean. Thanks for listening. And I wish you many recollections of good memories so you could have a good laugh like that. Ciao.